Okay, so it's Parshas Lech Lecha. V'yemer Shem al Avram Lech Lecha v'chol. V'gaymer. V'eschel l'gay godo v'averechecho v'gad l'shebech v'yibroch. Pirsh Rashi. V'eschel l'gay godo el Zer sho'emer melekei Avram. That's the definition that in Shmoneh we're going to say l'kei Avram. V'averechecho, and I'm going to bench you, Zer sho'emer melekei Yitzchak. That's the meaning of l'kei Yitzchak. God l'shemecha, that's the meaning. So I might think that the bracha would be something about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv. V'hayibracha to Avram, that only his name is going to be in the chesima of the bracha. U'b'medrash, the medrash says, Lech lecha eidah b'misper mea. Lech lecha is b'gematria 100. So here the Torah, the Rebbeinu Shlomo hinted to him, that by going, by being mekayim the mitzvah of Lech Lecha, Yizka leben, he'll be zeicha to a son, sheyavaled lei l'meishanim, who will be born at 100 years old. Ukapirish Rashi Khan, the Medrash is similar to Rashi's Pshat, where he says, Khan iat zeicha lebonim, here you're not going to be zeicha lebonim, but over there you will be zeicha. Is being in Lahavina Inin. We need to understand what's going on here. What kind of news is this that the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave him? That the bracha is not going to be with all them. As if this is somehow a great piece of news. Before here, the Rebbeinu Shlomo informs him that he will take great pride in that there's going to be a yichus to Avram and to his children. So you see that Avram takes great pride. V'im kein, that being the case, bevad degam ima yichus min bekulam hayenechshav legam ken the psura. So even if the bracha would conclude with all of them, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it also would have been a great piece of news. Me'achash en zare, since ultimately they are zare. So what's the great news? Yochli yichus min bekulam, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is telling him this great piece of news, that I might think that they're going to conclude with all of them. Don't worry about it. Enact him. So we can understand this with the introduction. Mashadoshu Chazal al Posik Bereshis Bara the Kim. The Posik says, Bereshis Bara the Kim, Exiv B'yoyim Asois Hashem Alekim. So by Bereshis Bara the Kim, the Torah uses only the Shem Alekim. And later on, the Torah uses both names of Shem Havaya and the name of the Kim. Teach us Chazal. Shebetchid Olam B'machshava Livrei Ha'olam B'midas Hadin. That originally, so it was Olam B'machshava. Again, you have to be careful how you even touch these words. Livrei ha'edem b'midas hadin. That originally, the original thought was to create the world b'midas hadin with the attribute of din, of judgment, of justice. Ra'a she'en ha'edem miskayim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo saw that the world would not be able to endure. Higdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas harachamim. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo introduced, he was makdim, he preceded the midah of rachamim, v'shitva, and he partnered it, l'midas hadin. Asks the Maranaim the fundamental question, v'ine l'choyro yipole, this is wondrous. Eich shayich loymar etzel haboyri baruch hu, sheni rotzen chas v'sholem, how can one attempt to suggest, chas v'sholem, a concept of Rebbeinu Shlomo changing his mind? Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo sees everything, ahead of time, is v'im kein, that being the case, mazeh sha'ola b'machshava livroi b'midas hadin, how can it be? What does it mean that originally there was ola b'machshava to create b'midas hadin? Me'achash etzof al seif dava, since he already knew the end result, shalei yiskayim b'midas hadin. So what do these words mean? Gam lahovin. We need to understand the Zohar. Al Pasuk Eidah told us in Shemayim V'Oret Bihi Barom. Zok the Zohar HaKadosh. Al Tikri Bihi Barom. Don't read it Bihi Barom, that these are the results of Shemayim V'Oret when they were created. Rather, Elo Bi Avram. Shumidas HaChesed. So the Zohar says, read it Bi Avram, Shumidas HaChesed. Ki Al Yedei Chaz Dayagoda, that it was because or through the tremendous chesed of Avram, Hoya Brius Olamos, that's how creation came into being. Is again, Vitzorech Lahoven, if that's the case, that the Torah is trying to teach us that the purpose of the world, the methodology of the world was through Midas Chesed. So if that's what it's trying to say, so why does it say Bihibarim? Why doesn't it say Bi'avram? So why does the Torah use change around the order and write it Bihibarim? It is known. So here we go. This is Mamish Yesoidi Yesoidis of, I wouldn't even call it Yesoidis Achsidis, this is Yesoidis of Machshava Bechlal. Mamish fundamentals. Denoida. Soid Briyas Oilamas. Hoya Ayedei Tzimtzumim. The Ari HaKodesh writes that there's a concept of Briyas Oilamim Ayedei Tzimtzum. So the concept of Tzimtzum is really something which is mainly promoted in Kisvei Ari, not in earlier Kabbalah. Why? What is this concept of Tzimtzum? Tzimtzum is normally translated as constriction. Somebody just get on? So we're on Lamed Hei Omed Aleph, the first column, Ach Denoida. Tzimtzum is a holding back. It's a restriction of presence. The modern day marshal for Tzimtzum is the concept that you find when electricity flows from the plant, it comes in very strong currents. If it were to come through in the same power that it emits from the plants, it would destroy all the appliances in the house. So what does the electric company do? It puts in something called a transformer. The transformer limits the flow of electricity through the wires into the house. And unfortunately, from time to time, when the transformers break and the electricity comes in full power, so everything blows. It blows out all of the kalim in the house. And that's really a fabulous mashal for the concept of tzimtzum. And when there isn't tzimtzum, there's a concept called shviras hakalim. When the hashpah of chiyus coming from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is too strong, where it's not limited, so the shviras hakalim. And the Sfarim are very careful to point out that although there clearly was shviras hakalim in the world, it wasn't like the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Chas V'Shalom blew it the first time. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam never said, oops. There was never that Mokum of Torah. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam did it on purpose. But that was the methodology of the bringing of these Nitzaitzes into the world. There was a purpose for it. It wasn't by error. So what's the Yesod here? Explains the Maranai. Ki Abayra Baruch Hu Shalem B'chol Amidas. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is complete in every measure. Meaning, Shein Chosaloi Shom Dovar, he lacks nothing, Shenoimer Chas V'Shalom, which would cause a person, heaven forbid, to say, Shea Yidei Shaya Chosara Dovar Ahu Chas V'Shalom Hutzech Livra Yolomis, that Chas V'Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, was lacking something which caused him to create the Yolomis. Ukimai Lamashala Odom Shechosaloi is a Dovar, like a human being who's lacking something. So as long as he lacks that thing, he is called a lacking being. He's called chaser. That person cannot be called a person who's totally whole. Is that such a level of lacking? It wouldn't occur to any person who has seichel to suggest that kind of concept about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Why not? So he proves it totally logically. He doesn't even use the argument that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is shalom b'chol hashlemus. He doesn't even use that. He proves it from a totally different angle. She'etzle yizbarach ha'ya ha'yve v'yeshavin. He says because, I think this is so brilliant. After all, we know that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, past, present, and future, are all equal. There is nothing, there is no such thing. He's above, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is above time. V'im kein, that being the case, is mashu b'yia, hoya gam ken b'hoya. Everything which exists in the future exists also in the past. Meaning, shehu kodem b'riyas olamos, which was before creation. So how can you have possibly the fulfillment of something which comes after the Ribbono Shel Olam creates, if after all, legabe the Ribbono Shel Olam, past, present, and future are all the same? So there is no such thing as something coming in later on which is going to be mashlim a need that took place earlier, if there is no such thing as earlier and later. Isn't this a fabulous perspective on the proof that it can't be that the Ribbono Shel Olam lacked anything, because once a person understands that the Ribbono Shel Olam exists above time, then it's no longer shaykh to say that there came any hashlama later on. Usually the Baal HaMachshava try proving the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inherently, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a shalem b'chol min shleimus. Here the Maharam saying brings it in for like a curveball, saying we know it from a different concept. We know it from the concept that the Ribbono Shel Olam is timeless. So if he's timeless, he couldn't have been mashlem anything later that he was lacking earlier, because there is no such thing as later and earlier. You hear? Therefore, in Shayanikra, Shalom, B'chala Shleimus, the Ribbono Shel Olam was already a Shalom in every way. Therefore, for himself, he didn't need to create the world. Ach, Novus then. Since the Ribbono Shel Olam is the ultimate chazdan, he's the ultimate doer of chesed. V'rav chesed v'toiv. We know that the nature of hatoiv is lehetiv. We know that the nature of goodness is to do good. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to create the world in order to do good to his creations, ushiyakiru. And now he's already defining the good. How do we define goodness? That is by shiyakiru kayach malchusai, that we should recognize the power of his malchus, v'yisangu meziv kevoidai, and they should take pleasure in his presence. That's the definition of good. Is uli kavana zu bara silamis. This was the purpose of creation, and he puts it into the words of Adon Olam. I have a tzigatzeichen in my siddur because it's such a phenomenal, simple interpretation of the words. Ukamisha kosev Adon Olam Hashem Molach b'terem kol yitzir nivra. We say Adon Olam, the master of the world, he reigned before there was any creation, meaning shaya melach b'shleimus hagamar. The Ribbono Shel Olam was a melech in every form of shleimus, bikoyach, in potential, b'terem kol yitzir nivra, before anything was created. Ay, bazay shteltzach dekasha. Ach, masha boroi lomois. Ah, you're going to ask, that being the case, why did he bother creating the worlds? Oh, ki li'eis nasa b'cheftza koil, because once he did everything he desired, ayidei al azazai melech shemay nikri, he's called a melech. Through the creations who recognize the power of his kingdom and the majesty of his presence, and they take pleasure in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they receive reward both in this world and in the next. Is v'im kein ha'yebriyas ha'lamas ha'idechaz de'agodos sha'yfi al nivroim. So the purpose of creation itself is totally tied up in this concept of chesed. Ah, and here is where he gets into the concept of tzimtzum. Ach, she'ach chesed shel Abayi Yisbarach Hu Godol Mi'od. The problem is that the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam is infinite. Or tzachem etzuchtach, it's a brilliant, pure light. There's no creation would be able to tolerate its brilliance. To use the mashal of the light of the sun, it's impossible to gaze and to take pleasure in the light of the sun, unless you put up barriers. You need to put up filters which allow the creations to benefit from it. So too in tens of thousands of separations, the Ribbono Shel's pure chesed would be virtually impossible for the creations to tolerate it. If the Ribbono Shel Olam would take it out, in its purest forms, they would cease to exist. Therefore, the attribute of chesed needed to be restricted. How? How does the Ribbono Shel Olam contain chesed? Ayidei midas hagvura. The tool that Ribbono Shel Olam uses to restrict chesed is the power of constraint. Shumidas hadin, what is the definition of midas hadin? Defines the Maranayim. Shemoideid midas hachesed b'tzimtzum, the Ribbono Shel Olam measures the chesed with restriction, kifi shiur shiyuchli anavroim lekabloi, to the darga that the creation should be able to tolerate it. It's measured. V'cholzen, all of this has to take place when koydim shiyofia or shifas hachesed agodol. It has to take place before the Ribbono Shel Olam releases the torrent of chesed into the world. Hutzach li is tzimtzum. There had to be before that a tzimtzum. Why? B'chdei she'achakach. Those kelim, those restrictive measures needed to be in place, so that afterwards, kishiyofia oira chesed, when the chesed finally does come, ye mugbal, it will be measured and constricted, kishiyosh yuchlu the kabbalah, to the dagger that a person can receive it, that a niver could receive it. Bigday, in order, shiyuchalias oilam, ayde chesed, so that the world will be able to exist through the ultimate purpose, which is chesed, kamesh ksiv, oilam chesed ibana. Chesed is clearly the purpose. V'im kein, that being the case, zeh tzimtzum v'adin, this concept of tzimtzum and restriction, nichla gam kevim midas hachesed, it too is part of the chesed. Why? Meaning it's a utensil, it's a tool used to restrict the chesed, me'achashu gam kevim the tevis anivroim, because without it there would be no chesed. Because it is the tool that allows the recipient to receive the chesed. This is the concept. This is the concept of Hashem Alikim. Achdus Hagom Avahavin. This is the concept of Hashem Alikim coming together, meaning coming together for the same unified purpose of chesed. It's the absolute requirement to allow the chesed to come into existence. Right? This is what we would call in the spheres of that we use for spheres aimer. We'd call it gvura shebechesed. Now, v'zeu gam kein kavanas chazal. This is this. Once he's introduced this introduction, it's impossible to learn the chazal any other way. Look at what he does now. V'zeu kavanas chazal b'tchila olam b'machshava livra olam b'midas hadin. At first, it was olam b'machshava to create the world b'midas hadin. Ivim Timer, so you're gonna ask the question. What do you mean? Vali ikabriyas oilam hayamitzad chesed. Why would there be midas adin if the original purpose was chesed? Kamalamaila, like you said above. Vim ke maza shalom b'machshava livraydam b'midas adin. So why would you possibly say that it was created by midas adin? Hold 1 minute, please. Hello. Iroch hagitanach, mommy. Did mommy pick up? Tell her the mechitin was just calling on the other line. She should call him back. Well, the tarid's amru. So to answer this obvious question, ma'azeh shalom b'machshav v'liv ra'idim b'midas hadin. So the tarid's amru. You got to understand. They're trying to Chazal explain. Rosh, I know I'm a miskayim. You know why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam saw that the world can't survive. Pirish, ilo hayanivri b'chesed levad. If the Ribbono Shel Olam would have created the world with straight, pure chesed, lo yoyoylo miskay megoyd lahabihiru shemitzad chaz de'agadol kamer, the world wouldn't be able to tolerate, it wouldn't be able to endure because of the purity, the brilliance of the pure chesed. Lekach hiktim midas harachmim. So therefore, the Rebbe Shlomo brought it into existence. Midas harachmim pirish gam hakedima. Even that which came first, shalom amachshava deva midas hadin. That which he said was to create, to put midas hadin into place beforehand. Hu gam ken rachmim ka'amor. That too is rachmim. Bichdei shiyuchlo lekabel chesed achach. It's only there for the purpose that the world should be able to tolerate the chesed that comes after that. Rak sheshitva the midas hadin. There had to be a shutvis. Why? Because without this shutvis, without the partnership, there'd be no way for the ha'aras ha'chesed to be revealed to the nivroim, to revealed to the creations. Therefore, the chesed and the din become one solid unit. That's why Chazal used the language of a shutif. That teaches that one purpose, one unit. Phenomenal explanation of this chazal. It had to be the betchila. Okay. This is the meaning that we find in Svarim HaKadoshim, that there's a concept of an Or Yosher. An Or Yosher means a straight light. And V'or Chozer, a light that bounces back. Kimidas Chesed Levad Hu HaYosher B'loi Shum Meinei Ogvul. When they use the word Or Yosher, it means a straight light that's not bouncing off of anything. Shein Koyach B'Nivroim L'Kabalei, but that's the kind of Or that the Nivroim, the creations, cannot receive. Umidas HaGvul, when the Rebbeinu Shleilim institutes, puts into place gevulim, that's nikra or chayzer. Shemachze es ha'or, it returns the light. Uma'akvoy, and it prevents us. Umagbiloy, umetzamtzama, and it measures it and it restricts it. Bechdei shelo yefia oire kol kach, so that it won't go out with such brilliance. Ad shle yuchlo the kabli, to the dagger where the recipients will not be able to tolerate it. Umikol makon. Despite the fact that one of them is called an Archaizer, Nikroim Shneim Oiris Kamer, they're still both Chesed. Ki Achdus Echad, because the purpose is one, Vu Toivon the Nivroim, Ve Chesed Lahem, this is goodness, Shayyadei Atzimtzim Yechaylon the Kabbalah Chesed. It's only through the Midas Hadin that they're able to be Mekabbalah Chesed. O Bezet Tovin Gamkein. So now with this introduction, we understand, Mashalei Nizka Batoira Lahedia Beavrom. Why the Torah doesn't say the world was created by Avram? Like we asked above. Because had it said it straight out by Avram, straight with the letters Avram, that would show that it was the world was created through an Or Yosher like Avram. That's not true. Because it had to be that the letters were turned around. The letters were changed around because there needed to be a bounce back. Therefore, the words are spelled out of order. To teach that it was an Or Chozer, not an Or Yosher, because the Or Chozer, which it too is Midas HaChesed, is there to protect the Midas HaChesed. That it should be that the Nevroim should be able to tolerate it. Half of a fellow. Now he gets personal. What time is it? I'm not going to be about it. Now, v'nei k'mayishu b'toyves ha'boyer baruch hu ha'klolis. Just like this takes place in. What do you call it? There's microcosm and macrocosm. Meaning, Shehu b'riyas ha'ilames, just like this takes place in the creation of the world, Shehu tzrich liyas mikoydim tzimtzim etzad ha'gvura v'adin l'tam haniska, that the first needed to be a form of strictness, of constriction, like he said earlier. It has to be a tzimtzim first. Kach hu tamid b'hoive u'bepratis afilu b'chal adam. The same thing has to take place in the life of every person. Ki koydem shechofetz Hashem Yisbarach, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants loyfia olav b'chaz de'agodol, to shower a person with tremendous chesed, u'lehetiv lehen, to do goodness to him, The person will experience beforehand a tzimtzum and a din that comes from gvura. This ultimately will be good for the person. So that toivas hachesed, so that afterwards the person will be able to tolerate the chesed that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to shower upon him. Because without the din that comes before the chesed, without the person first going through the experience of the tzimtzum and the din, he would not be able to tolerate the brilliance of the chesed shiyova le'achyach that comes afterwards, migoydel habihirus, because of the power, ka'oma l'mayla b'chlolas b'riyas ha'lamas, just like that which took place in the Bria in general takes place in every person's individual life. All right, let's take it up from here, Mitzvah Hashem, next week. Shkayach.